Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of Freedom of Rejection, Truth, Just Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. I'm excited to welcome the program Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you?
I'm doing good this morning, Neil. And are you?
Yeah, doing fantastic. What is our topic for today?
We're going to talk about some facts relating to COVID and the shots. First off, I've got the headline, 4,115 vaccinated people have been hospitalized with COVID-19 with breakthrough infections. And more than 4,000 people have been hospitalized or died with these breakthrough infections. So getting a shot doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to not get COVID. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're not going to die. But they say that it's better off statistically for you to get it than not to get it. Back in May, the CDC announced that it had stopped counting breakthrough cases and only reports those that led to hospitalization or death. So we don't really know how many breakthrough cases we have, but it's something to keep in mind. The other headline, the number of deaths reported after COVID vaccines jumps by more than 2,000 in 1 week, according to Bayer's. Now, the data released July the 14th from the CDC included over 9,000 reports of deaths across all age groups following COVID vaccines, and an increase of more than 2,000 compared with the previous week. Now, as I said, this data comes from reports submitted by VAERS. VAERS is the Vaccine Adverse Event Recording System, which is the primary government-funded system for reporting adverse vaccine reactions in the United States. Now, you have to understand that although there are a lot of VAERS reports, it's only a percentage. Not everybody reports the deaths. So we know that we've got 2,000 more this week than last week. And that's something to keep in mind, because I think that most people don't realize that people are still dying and they're taking these vaccines. So let's talk about some individual facts. In the 12 to 17 year old group, there were over 13,000 total adverse effects and 14 deaths. There were 1,900 plus reports of anaphylaxis, which is an extreme allergic reaction in this age group. 347 reports of myocarditis and pericarditis, and 57 reports of blood clotting disorders. Now, this week's total VAERS data for all age groups shows 22% of the deaths we talked about were related to cardiac disorders, and that 2,600 plus pregnant women reported adverse events, including 994 reports of miscarriage or premature birth. There were 4,400 cases of Bell's palsy, 398 reports of Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is an ascending paralysis, and over 121,000 cases of anaphylaxis. There were over 8,000 cases of blood clotting disorders, and close to 1,800 cases of myocarditis and pericarditis in all age groups. Now, these are some significant adverse effects. And what about if you do get an adverse effect or death? Well, as you know, we reported that if the vaccine is listed as a federally mandated solution to the problem, that you can't sue them, you can't sue Big Pharma. And so, although they have a secondary program, it's not all-encompassing, and the payouts are not that great. It was reported on July the 8th that more than 180 people injured by COVID vaccines had to turn to GoFundMe pages for help with their large medical bills, including Emma Berkey, the high school senior who underwent 3 brain surgeries due to blood clots after receiving J&J's vaccine. So the people that get vaccinated and have adverse effects or death, like I just told you about, really have another barrier in that they can't use the courts to get compensation from the injuries that they have sustained. And so that's basically what I wanted to tell you today, was some of the facts associated with the shot. And what do you think about this, Neil?
No, it's just ridiculous. I mean, I start thinking about this all the time when, and I'm going to give you my opinion on this, is that look at this. We're going to be shut down again, I think. I think we're going to be shut down again. California is back to mandating masks again. It's just all for an agenda to continue to vaccinate us to make big money for Big Pharma. And who knows, and possibly kill us off. And there's nothing we can do about it except get this information out.
Well, that's yours and my job, is to inform people, because the media does not want to give them the real information.
Okay, perfect. Well, again, great information, Wynn. That was Freedom from Addiction, Truth, Justice, Below the Surface, The Neil Haley Show. You can go to RevWynnAndersonMD.com for more information, or check him out at freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. And that's LIBSYN.com. Appreciate it, Wynn. Take care.
Thanks, Neil.
That was Freedom from Addiction, Truth, Justice, Below the Surface, The Neil Haley Show. Take care.